ideas que nunca se van a ir.
And lastly, I would like to ask if you could share with our community if anyone has the same situation that you've gone through and so many MMIW have gone through and don't feel that they can share something so painful, so horrendous with others. And what this means to you, and how have you been able to cope through such a horrendous circumstance that has happened to you? And how can they have the means to be able to move on and to
No necesariamente moverse, pero algo que haga sentir un poco diferente.
Not necessarily to cope, but something that will help them feel a little different.
Knowing that somebody cares enough to hear what you have to say is a big part of healing or coping. And I may be straying from the question, but again, I think that cultural intervention is key to helping people not only avoid getting into situations where they end up being sexually assaulted or kidnapped and missing or murdered. Being able to have a community that stands with you and know that your ancestors stand behind you, I think is key to both avoiding these situations and recovering from these situations.
Lo que pienso que es necesario es sabiendo que a alguien le importa suficientemente a escuchar, a escucharte. También es muy importante la intervención cultural que previene estas situaciones. Que también tener una comunidad que se para a la par de uno y con uno. Y también acordándonos de nuestros ancestros que también se paran con uno y a la par de uno. Y esto yo pienso que ayudaría muchísimo a poder no necesariamente cope, no necesariamente trascendir esto, pero empezar a la manera de sanamiento.
Pues agradezco enormemente su participación, su valentía y sobre todo que usted sigue fuerte y que está apoyando de una u otra manera a todas estas personas que han pasado por situaciones similares.
I would like to add, I would like to say I'm truly grateful for your courage, to your strength, and for your involvement in this movement of MMIW and what you bring to our community through the experiences that you've lived and now are working on others so they don't face this alone.
Gracias, eso ha sido todo por hoy.
Thank you. That is all for today.
Y recuerden, si ven algo, digan algo.
And remember, if you see something, speak up and say something.
¿Le gustaría agregar algo?
Would you like to add anything else, Carrie?
I would like to add that I really appreciate your speaking with me today and letting me share some things with you about my past and what my thoughts are on the MMIW issues that we are faced with today. I would also like to add that I will be planning a couple of prayer vigils to happen during the summertime for some of the local indigenous populations that have ended up missing in the recent years since the pandemic began. We really haven't had an event where we can honor our missing people.
Sí, me gustaría agregar que estoy agradecida y muchísimas gracias por permitirme compartir mi pasado y de los temas de las mujeres perdidas y asesinadas de MMIW. Y voy a planear unos vigiles este año, en el verano, para la población indígena. En los años recientes, Hemos tenido vigilias, pero por los años recientes de COVID no hemos tenido algo recientemente. Me gustaría organizar eso para nuestras comunidades.
Pues es usted bienvenida a compartirnos sus fechas y aquí podemos difundirlas.
You are always welcome to share those dates and virtual events, and you're always welcome here in a Tonali show.
Thank you, thank you. I will keep you updated on any events that will be happening in the Portland area.
Muchísimas gracias y estaré asegurando a poder compartir las fechas y los eventos que van a estar en la región, en la área de Portland.
Pues sin más, nos retiramos. Muchas gracias por escucharnos en una edición más de el 8 de marzo. Hasta pronto.
And without further ado, we will say goodbye and we want to thank you again for the special edition for the date of March 8th. Thank you.
I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child is a savage. She looks for her romance in the colors of stones, in the faces of cats, in the falling of feathers, in the dancing of fire, in the curve of old bones. I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child dances in the darkness. She sings heathen songs by the light of the moon, and watches the stars and renames the planets, and dreams she can reach them with a song and a broom. Out of darkness into this world through blood and through pain, and deep in our bones the old songs are waking, so sing them with voices of thunder and rain. We are our mother's savage daughters, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. We are our mother's savage daughters. We will not cut our hair.
Arna wama ino se haitara nalini haitara daimatsa ina nuiti ni araviu sorlu takatoti puigurtailigina kipimmangarpit arna wama.
You and me, hi-oh, hi-oh, hi-oh. This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to Non-Commercial Community Radio, KBOO, Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Thrills, Volume 3. This February and March, you will hear different marathons and series, all brought to you by our talented programmers. If you'd like to help KBOO reach our $22,000 goal by March 16th, go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to the number 44321 right now. We thank you, and you're welcome.
Welcome. We are here in the space in our lovely and beloved KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO 90.7 FM with our signal being heard almost all around half of the state of Oregon. Welcome, welcome. My name is Yvonne Rivero. I am a guest host today with, I usually conduct a program called Diaspora in the Spanish language programming that I don't know if you heard about it, but we've been transmitting in Spanish for a long, long time. And today it is my pleasure to have two incredible guests. On my right, I have Cecilia Giron, a community leader representing LULAC, Oregon as well. And here in the other side of the room, we have Brandi Radari, I'm sorry, from IRCO. They are both incredible professionals representing different parts of the community, and it's going to be a pleasure to being here today. I'd like to open the room saying hello to Brandi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Brandi. It's a pleasure having you here. And we're going to, after we introduce Cecilia.
Hi. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being with us. And thank you, KBOO, for the opportunity to be here. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. My name is Cecilia Giron, and I am the director for LULAC, Oregon.
Thank you, Cecilia. And then Brandi is representing today her profession and work with...
Yes, my name is Brandi Radati, and I work for the Immigrant Refugee Community Organization, IRCO, I-R-C-O, and I run the Services Against Exploitation, which is Human Trafficking Survivor Services.
Incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to be touching on issues of politics, the standing of women today here in the 2024, the situations that we're facing as women, as mothers of young women sometimes, as mothers of children and girls specifically. And again, I want to say how important, how thankful I am for being here in this International Women's Day edition 2024 here in Portland, Oregon, and then broadcasting to the whole world. So I hope that you can hear us and then chat us there at KBOO on Facebook. Thank you so much. So let's start today with a brief description of what you do and how do you do it, and where are the services, where are you based, and what is your area of influence? Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you for that invitation. Again, Cecilia Giron with the League of Latin American Citizens. It's a nonprofit organization that has been advocating for 95 years in the area of civil rights and advocacy throughout the United States, especially focusing on issues of education, health, immigration, civic engagement, and entrepreneurship. And also, as a civil rights organization, being very involved and active in our local communities with local councils throughout the United States. We have different councils. And these councils are from community members that live and advocate in their for their communities in their areas that they live. And I have the honor to be part of LULAC here in the state of Oregon as the state director for LULAC here in the state of Oregon. And my goal is to build councils throughout the state so the community have an avenue and an opportunity to be engaged, be active in their community, and learn about how our systems, the different systems that we have work, especially when you are an immigrant and come to this country, and you know sometimes you don't know how those systems function and different barriers that we have. So, you know, I'm just honored to be part of it, and I'm here to continue the advocacy work and also to bring information to our community about what we do and how we are engaging our local communities as community members being active and advocating for human rights.
Very, very important work. I'd like to ask Brandy again, you know, same question. What is your work? Where do you work from? And then the area of influence, you know, the, where are your services available? And especially in the state of Oregon. But we have, we actually have a national and an international audience as well. So, okay. So please.
Yes, IRCO, the Immigrant Refugee Community Organization, has been around since 1976 and one of the first refugee aid agencies in the United States. And we provide services for immigrant and refugees across the state of Oregon. Our mission is to serve, welcome, and empower people across cultures and generations to reach their full potential. And so founded by refugees for refugees and now expanded to immigrants, we provide over 200 different programs for all stages of life for immigrant and refugees and community members. We have an international language bank and in-house immigration legal services. We have survivor services. That's my job is I run the services against exploitation, which is the human trafficking survivor services. And we provide services to survivors of sex and labor trafficking for people living anywhere within Oregon. To define human trafficking, it involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. There's nobody who is not at risk of human trafficking. Of course, there are vulnerabilities that are exploited related to socioeconomic class and location, access to technology, familiarity with culture and language, immigration. Several different things are used by traffickers to coerce victims into either commercial sex work or into working without being paid appropriately or through the use of force, violence, coercion. That includes taking people's documents. That includes threatening to call immigration or the police. That includes requesting sexual favors at work or to pay off debts. It's a big problem, and it spans all ages. In Oregon, the human trafficking awareness started with the CSEC, which is child sexual exploitation. That was really what started people wondering about human trafficking. Human trafficking can happen within families, within communities, within religions. It can happen anywhere, and it can happen at any age. Later, the Multnomah County Sex Trafficking Task Force was created, and we started to meet together with the police and different stakeholders to see how could we address sex trafficking. And now the awareness has expanded to also labor trafficking. And IRCO, because we work with immigrant and refugees, that's really what we're mainly work provided services for. We have services that are available in all different languages. We have outreach materials in for human trafficking in 23 different languages. We do prevention trainings of stakeholders, police, also the public. We do presentations for other professionals and at conferences across the nation. And we do presentations in English, Spanish, and Arabic. We are funded by the Office of Victims of Crime. ERCO is receives funding from several different federal, local, and state agencies. And the Human Trafficking Program is mostly funded by Multnomah County and also Office of Victims of Crime. And we provide life stabilization services as well as emergency and crisis services for victims and survivors. It doesn't matter what time that the exploitation and the trafficking had happened. We believe that trafficking is like an amputation. You cannot just recover from it without extensive support and services. You can, but it's difficult. And so we provide those services to those who are eligible. And we have a hotline for people who are concerned about if they may have been trafficked or may need services, or they do know that they've been trafficked. This hotline is also for domestic violence. The phone number is 503-445-1446.
Brandy, I'd like to ask you, by calling this number, the hotline, is it open? Is that a 24-hour crisis line, or you need to call at certain times?
This line is open during business hours. Calls are returned during normal business hours. We do refer out to Call to Safety and other emergency lines. It's not meant as an emergency line. It's meant as a line to call to be evaluated for eligibility for services.
And I hear that you offer services in English, Spanish, and Arabic.
And we and also Mandarin Chinese. We offer services in several different languages, and we have outreach materials in 23 languages, including K'iche and Mam, which are languages from Guatemala, which is fairly common in our agricultural sectors.
Mayan languages, by the way, there's people may not know it, but the Mayan language group, you know, there's 52 different Mayan languages, which is thank you. You know, I work often as in the language service business, and it's you know, we really need to provide the services in the Mayan languages. You know, especially as we are seeing a new demographic in our, you know, in our areas of influence, in the areas where we work. I'd like to ask one more question to Brandy, and then we'll go into the issues of entrepreneurship, immigration, you know, and then we'll start, you know, going back and forth between the two, you know, the two areas, which are all important. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Brandy, is if this service is for women only or for all genders?
We provide services to all genders because human trafficking, even sex trafficking, is not limited to just one gender. All genders are at risk, and all genders are victimized.